All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the 2018 Major League Baseball season is still in the infant stage, but the New York Mets have gotten off to a strong start. The Mets are 5-1, and they are in first place in the National League East. And yesterday's win by the Mets over the Washington Nationals was big because the past few years have seen the Nationals beat up on the Mets. Granted, it's just one game. We still got plenty of baseball ahead. But the fact that they were able to go out on the road and make a statement, you know, big homer from Yoenis Cespedes, a grand slam by Jay Bruce. And I think the icing on the cake for the Mets was the return of outfielder Michael Conforto to the lineup. Of course, Conforto suffered that terrible shoulder injury last summer, matter of fact, last August, and the Mets initially expected him to be out until May. And even with that, you still expected to see him have some rust as he was trying to get his timing back. Now, Conforto went 1-for-4 yesterday, and he had a two-run blast to, you know, help the Mets get that victory. And I think it's a shot in the arm for the Mets as well as his confidence, because for you to be able to come back after an injury like that, have an impact in your first game, it not only gives a boost to you, but it also gives a boost to everybody else on that roster. And now you're looking at the Mets, and if they can keep it going and if they can keep everyone healthy, this is a good problem to have, because now all of a sudden the Mets have depth in their outfield with the return of Conforto, as you're going to have Jay Bruce in right. You have Yoenis Cespedes, and then you look at the other two outfielders, and I'm talking about Brandon Nimmo and Juan Lagares. They're going to be pushing these guys for playing time out there in the outfield for the Metropolitans. But I think the return of Conforto is big, because manager Mickey Callaway can do a lot of things. And if he can stay healthy and if he can find his groove, this Mets team is going to be very dangerous this season. We didn't see this last year from the Mets, because it was one of those things is everything that could go wrong did go wrong. But right now, at least through six games, Callaway is pushing all of the right buttons. And I think this return of Conforto is going to do some big things for the Metropolitans here in 2018. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page for the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and become a member and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.